Hello there. Thanks again for listening to Seek the Truth. I really appreciate it. The point of this podcast is to introduce people to the message of the Bible and to get them to think about spiritual things. But I'd like to talk to you today about networking. I was at a networking event yesterday in the city of Liverpool. I've been going to networking events for a long, long time now, probably for the last 16 years. And it's something that I find very, very useful for making contacts with people. When I was in Manchester working for a major bank, I got to know a guy called Will Kintish. Will is a major world expert on networking, and he's really worth getting in touch with and learning about how to network effectively. When you go networking, your real purpose is to make contacts with people, not actually to sell to them initially. You want to build up a rapport, you want to be able to talk to them, you want to be able to get to know them, get to know what they're about, get to know their interests, and you want to build something that can really help you develop your business. And as you get to know them, you actually get to know what they are like and how they operate, what they can do. And if you can imagine, you know, the theory of six steps from every individual, that there is so much in the way of contact out there that you could actually cover a whole host of people through just a couple of contacts that you make. Why am I talking about this on a Christian podcast? Because I want you to know the greatest network there is to know on earth. To know people who have peace with God, to know people who have joy in their souls, to know people who have real salvation. Now, I know you say, well, I don't think that's what a Christian looks like, but that's because sadly there are a lot of hypocrites about and a lot of people who don't really live what they believe. The Bible says that they claim to know God, but in works they deny him. But the Bible says that a person who is a Christian should bear the fruit of the Spirit. There should be love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and all those things, and there should be a real evidence of a life-changing event in their own experience. I'd love you to get into that biggest network there is, not just because it would be good for you in life or good for you in health, but because it would bring you into contact with the living God and bring you into peace with God and the joy of salvation. Get out there and network if it's your business you're developing. Get to know people, be friendly to them, show them what you're like, build your business. But when it comes to your own spiritual condition and health, don't neglect getting to know the right people, going to the right places, reading the right books, educating yourselves in the things of God. Read the Bible, read books about the Bible, discover the truth. It's an amazing thing. I'd love you to go onto my blog and to read that. It's called Finding the Missing Piece, P-E-A-C-E. You'd find that if you put that into Google and come up with that. It's a blogspot.com blog. It'd be great if you could do that. Go to Seek the Truth, listen to some more. Go on to my YouTube site, that's stephen.g.baker, that's Stephen with a PH. And do get in touch if this is a blessing. Network, learn more, discover more about the great blessing of what God has for every soul who's alive on this planet. The forgiveness of sins, peace with God and eternal life. I trust God blesses you today. Thanks for listening.